Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Tracy Lynn, and this is our summer-long staycation destination series. Every Friday during the Noon Report, we'll spotlight a staycation destination that's not far from home and won't break the bank. This week, we're taking you to the Seward House in Auburn, New York.
My name is Billy Chabot, and I am the executive director at the Seward House Museum in Auburn, New York.
So, William Seward may be best known for serving as the U.S. Secretary of State under Abraham Lincoln and then Andrew Johnson. Would you tell us more about Mr. Seward?
Yes, William Henry Seward is really a quite interesting person beyond being Secretary of State to Abraham Lincoln and Andrew Johnson. Of course, he's probably most widely known for negotiating the purchase of Alaska during the Johnson administration, and that happened in 1867. But he is so much more than that. Seward came to Auburn, New York in 1824 after graduating from Union College, and he worked for Elijah Miller. And Elijah Miller is one of the founding fathers of Auburn, New York. He was an attorney, and so Seward went to work for him to apprentice as an attorney and married Elijah Miller's daughter, Frances Seward, and that is how he comes to live at the Seward House located at 33 South Street in Auburn, New York.
It's all based on the in-laws.
Yes, and it's a wonderful story that we do tell here because Elijah Miller, the judge, had one request of Mr. Seward in marrying his daughter. He said, "You must live with us at our home on South Street." And Seward later quips that thereby he became a prisoner to this house. But he had his sights much higher than Auburn, New York, and would soon run for the New York State Assembly. He loses the first time, but wins the second time, and then later serves as a two-term governor of New York, and then further on in his career as a U.S. senator from New York.
Very prestigious positions, but Seward and his wife Frances were also active abolitionists, and they helped Harriet Tubman and possibly Frederick Douglass.
Frances Seward wasn't your typical political wife. She preferred to be in Auburn, especially when Seward goes to Washington as a U.S. senator. And it is during this time that they do have correspondence back and forth with each other nearly on a daily basis. And it is Frances Seward who encourages Harriet Tubman to move from Canada and establish her residency here in Auburn and purchase the land that will become the Tubman property, which is located about a mile from the Seward House Museum. Frances opens her house up as a stop on the Underground Railroad. This is during the time that Seward is away in Washington serving as senator. She often writes to him that she doesn't think he goes far enough in pushing for abolition. So we really interpret Frances as the abolitionist and Seward as more anti-slavery, more willing to make some compromises.
Wow, the woman behind the man. What will visitors to the Seward House in Auburn, New York get to see?
Well, the Seward House Museum is a very, very unique historic house museum and is really, you know, unmatched throughout the country because of its original and intact collection of three generations of the Seward family. Only the Sewards ever lived in this house, so literally everything, with the exception of some carpets and some drapery, is authentic to the Seward family. So when you walk in the house, you are completely surrounded by the Seward family objects that they bring from their many around-the-world trips. It was only ever a family home and then open to the public in the 1950s as a museum. So a lot of people, when they visit, will tell us that they really do feel like they're stepping back in time, that it's like the Seward family just perhaps left for the day. Our tagline is "One House, Many Stories." So it's not just the Seward stories that we tell, but it's the family stories as well. And the stories of the children. They had a total of five children, and the youngest daughter is Fanny Seward. And Fanny's story is really poignant. She starts keeping a diary at the age of 14, and she writes down day-to-day happenings. And Seward takes her with him often to Washington, D.C. So it is through the eyes of Fanny that we meet Abraham Lincoln when she meets him for the first time. And she's at dinners with President Lincoln and other diplomats in Washington, D.C. And she goes as far as documenting in her diary seating charts and what they were eating for meals. So we have a very rich interpretation thanks to Fanny Seward.
Wow. Obviously, we can't all look at her original copy, but has that been published so people can read a version on an e-reader or e-book?
The University of Rochester houses in their special collection the Seward family papers, and they are digitizing many of those papers, including Fanny's diaries. So you can look things up by name, by date.
How precious to get a primary document, not just hearsay or secondhand. Thank you for sharing
Absolutely.
That, Billy. And what sort of COVID mitigation measures can guests expect when they visit the Seward House?
We are following all the mandates as well as the recommendations for stage four reopening. Of course, we've increased our cleaning. We sanitize between tours. There's hand sanitizers throughout the house. We require a mask on the entire Seward property. And at this time, we're only doing tours by reservation. Some of the rooms are quite small.
And you have all that on your website. Where can people go to find out more or to register to come visit the Seward House?
It's www.sewardhouse.org. And on the front page of our website, it will tell you that we're reopening, and you can click right on the website on the front page, or you can go to the visit page, and it will tell you that we are conducting tours Thursday through Sundays, and you can book your tour online.
We hope you've enjoyed coming along on our staycation destination. You can hear all the podcasts online. Join us on Labor Day for a special noon report featuring a recap of some of our summer destinations.